Good morning and welcome once again to another Sunday service. Thank you for joining in this morning from wherever you are, you know, joining us from, whether from Bugije to Agbelekale or K2 to Ogba, or whether you're from the United States of America or as far as Australia. Thank you so much for being a part of this service. I know it must have taken a lot of effort for some people, so we do not take it for granted. Thank you very much. We really do appreciate it. We know that it is out of love and commitment to God's word, to God, that you have taken this effort. Thank you so much. I'm sure that the word will benefit you in every way. You know, at every time you plug into the service, I'm sure that you will not be left the same way you have joined. Hallelujah. Last week, we started a new series titled Power at Work. It is one of the part of our Faith in Action series. Faith in Action series. So we started another one, Power at Work. And very quickly, just do a small review. Last week we established, or we read from two scriptures, John chapter 1 and verse 12, and Acts chapter 1 and verse 8. John chapter 1 verse 12 says, as many as believed in him, to them he gave power to become the children of God. And he goes further. We're able to establish that power there, as it is expressed in the King James Version, talks about authority. It's from the Greek word exousia, that primarily means authority or right, authority. So that's why other versions read, as many as believed, to them he gave the right to become children of God. Hallelujah. We went further to look at Romans chapter 8 from 14 to 16, that confirms how that because you have the Spirit, therefore you are children of God. Children of God, it then means that you are joint heirs with Christ. And we said, by virtue of the fact that you have believed in Christ and you have received the Spirit of God, you have the right of sonship, a participatory right as Jesus had it. Hallelujah. You have received power because you believed. You have received the right, the power of sonship. Hallelujah. The second scripture, Acts chapter 1 verse 8, talks about how it says, you shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. You shall receive power after that the Holy Spirit has come upon you. And it reads further. Well, last week we established how the power there simply meant ability. Taking it further is to describe that it meant an inherent ability that the believer possesses because he receives the Holy Spirit. It's not a touch and go experience like the prophets of old experienced it, but it's an inherent ability that is received because you believed in Christ Jesus. So the key word there is that you believe. Because you believed, you receive the Spirit. Because you have the Spirit, you receive power. It says, he that does not have the Spirit is none of his. So by virtue of the fact that you have the Spirit of God, you have received the power of God. You have power, folks. You are not an ordinary. The power you have received is not one in which you need to go on the mountain before you receive it, because it comes by virtue of the Holy Spirit. I'm not saying there's no place of separating yourself in the place of prayer to enjoy the presence and to have a benefit of the power that you have received, But it is not just coming. Power is there for the believer. Hallelujah. Power is there for the believer. Amen. So today I'll just go on to preach what I titled The Purpose of Power Received. The Purpose of the Power You Received. And our text this morning is one that we took last week, Acts chapter 1, verse 8. I'll read it. It says, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses to me in Jerusalem and in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." I read again, "But you shall receive power when the Holy Spirit has come upon you, and you shall be witnesses of me in Jerusalem and in Judea, in all Judea and Samaria and to the end of the earth." Hallelujah. Let us pray. Our Father and our God, we give you all the glory and praise. Lord God, I thank you for this time, another opportunity for your children to hear you. I pray, O God, that every heart is open to receive with meekness your truth. They shall hear your voice, they shall embrace your truth, and it shall cause them to rise up in the ability and the power that you have given them. They will receive and they will see the manifestation of your power working actively in their life as they yield to you. Thank you, Holy Spirit of God. We honor and we praise you. Thank you because you will not just be hearers, but doers of your word in Jesus' name. Amen. Acts chapter 10. Acts chapter 10. I'll start from there this morning. Verse 38. It reads, "How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power." How God anointed Jesus of Nazareth with the Holy Spirit and with power, "who went about doing good and healing all who were oppressed by the devil, for God was with him." And healing all who were oppressed of the devil, for God was with him. Let me start here by saying the same Holy Spirit and power as described that took Jesus about doing good and healing the sick and all that, doing all that he did, is the same Holy Spirit and power that you received. Amen. Invariably, this shows two things. Number one, that the potential of the power, it shows the potential of the power that you have received. If we refer to Romans chapter 8, as we saw last week, that describes how that you are a joint heir with Christ. It reflects, it shows to us the potential of the power that you received when you believed. When the Holy Spirit came upon you, you received a certain kind of power that is summarized in Acts chapter 10, verse 38, that drove Jesus about going about doing good and healing the sick. Hallelujah. Second thing is that it gives an insight into what you ought to be doing. It gives us an insight. Because if you receive the same Holy Spirit and the same power, then it shows, it gives an insight of what the Holy Spirit and the power that you received ought to be used for. going about doing good, healing the sick, raising the dead, doing good. Hallelujah. It is true that the power you received is expressed by the working of the Holy Spirit in and through you. The working of the Holy Spirit in and through you. By virtue of the Holy Spirit, you receive power. Or by virtue of the Holy Spirit's power that you received, you are able to express certain things the Bible describes as the Holy Spirit doing in us, such as the manifestations of the Spirit, whereby you are able to wrought miracles, give a word of prophecy, give a word of knowledge, and the likes. Whereby we talk about the gift of the Spirit. That's what we've been looking at in Bible study the past few weeks. The gift of the Spirit, you are able to express and manifest in the gift of the Spirit. Whether communication gifts or service gifts, such as preaching, pastoring, giving, administration, and the likes. And the third is where we are able to express the fruit of the Spirit. The fruit of the Spirit, such as patience, kindness, long-suffering, and the list goes on, as we see in Galatians chapter 2, verse 20. So by the virtue of the power you received, or by the virtue of the Holy Spirit's power that is at work on your inside, you are able to manifest all these things I talked about. Hallelujah. In other words, the power of the Holy Spirit is within you to improve you in every way. The power of the Holy Spirit that you received is there not for decoration, but to improve you in every way. That is, when you give expression to that power that is within you, you are able to manifest, or you are able to do certain things you probably are not given to doing before. The power of the Holy Spirit that is at work is there to improve you on every side, to be a better husband or a wife, whether you are a husband who was given to so much of anger. When you receive the Spirit of God with power and you begin to manifest, and you begin to express the fruit of the Spirit, it curtails your anger. It helps you to be patient, or maybe a nagging wife. The Spirit of God that comes with power to give you the ability to rise above that challenge. It comes in and it improves you to be a super duper worker. You are just an exceptional worker. You are known as the diligent one. Because somehow the life of God there just gives you the strength, the extra strength, the dynamic strength to do something extra, to be alert, to be alive, and to be well at commitment, to be regular at work, to not call in sick from time to time. You just can't, you just won't, because the life of God, in fact, you just won't fall sick. You're always there, you're always on time, you're always delivering. It gives you the ability to excel at work and in your career. It gives you the ability to do miracles, to pray for the sick and the sick to rise. It gives you the ability to give prophecies, to see ahead and to say, sir, we will not invest in this business, because somehow the Spirit just comes alive on your inside and gives you an insight into the best practice, into the best decision, into what to do or what not to do. In your daily life, the Spirit is at work inside and He has come with power. As you operate in the three things I talked about earlier, that is manifestations of the Spirit, the gift of the Spirit, the fruit of the Spirit, the power is there to improve you in every way, on every side, at every time. So you do not look down on that power. But however, important to stress this and hear me, note this. All of this can be a subtle way to get your eyes away from the primary understanding and purpose of the power you received. Amen.